Beyond Oxford Practical College English Course
走出牛津大学实用英语综合教程预备级练习册
Unit 1 The Global Village Part 1 Listening Comprehension Directions This part is to test your listening ability. It consists of 3 sections. Section A Directions This section is to test your abilityTo give proper responses, there are 5 recorded questions in it. After each question, there is a pause. The questions will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D.Given in your paper. Example. You will hear,
Mr. Smith is not in. Could you please give him a message?
You will read, A. I'm not sure. B. You're right. C. Yes, certainly. D. That's interesting.From the question, we learn that the speaker is asking the listener to leave a message. Therefore, C, yes, certainly, is the correct answer. Now the test will begin.
1. How do you do? How do you do?
2. What's your nationality? What's your nationality?
3. Nice day, isn't it?Nice day, isn't it?
4. You have been in Shanghai a long time, haven't you? You have been in Shanghai a long time, haven't you?
5. Pardon me, can you tell me where Washington Street is? Pardon me, can you tell me where Washington Street is?Section B. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short dialogues. There are 5 recorded dialogues in it. After each dialogue, there is a recorded question. Both the dialogues and questions will be spoken 2 times.When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your paper.
6. Hi, Lucy. How are you? I haven't seen you for quite a long time.
How time flies. This is our first meet since I moved out of the neighborhood last year.
Question. What's their relationship, most probably? Hi, Lucy. How are you? I haven't seen you for quite a long time.
How time flies. This is our first meet since I moved out of the neighborhood last year.
Question. What's their relationship, most probably?
Seven. Hey, Tom, could you please help me to look after my dog when I am out?
Sure. That's why a neighbor is needed.
Question. Will Tom look after the dog for his neighbor? Hey, Tom, could you please help me to look after my dog when I am out?
Sure. That's why a neighbor is needed.
Question. Will Tom look after the dog for his neighbor? Eight. John, you look a little tired. What's the matter?
Oh, my next door neighbor held a big party last night.
Question. Why does John look tired? John, you look a little tired. What's the matter?
Oh, my next door neighbor held a big party last night.
Question. Why does John look tired?
Nine. Welcome to become one of our neighbors, miss. You'll find neighbors here are all friends.
Thank you, sir. But I have been living here for more than 1 year.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation? Welcome to become one of our neighbors, miss. You'll find neighbors here are all friends.
Thank you, sir. But I have been living here for more than 1 year.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation?
Ten. John, what's your plan for this weekend?
Our community basketball team will have a match this weekend.
Question. What program will there be in John's community this weekend? John, what's your plan for this weekend?
Our community basketball team will have a match this weekend.
Question. What program will there be in John's community this weekend?
Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a recorded short passage. The passage is printed in the paper, but with some words or phrases missing. The passage will be read 3 times. During the second reading, you are required to put the missing words or phrases in the corresponding space in order of the numbered blanks according to what you have heard. The third reading is for you to check your writing. Now the passage will begin.
First reading. Mrs. Jackson is an old woman. She has a small room in an old house. She has lived there since 1984. That was the year when her husband died. He died because of a traffic accident. After his death, Mrs. Jackson had no money at all. She found a job in a factory. Her job was to clean the offices. It was a heavy job. She had to get up at 5 in the morning. Last year, she was ill, and her doctor told her not to work so hard. Now, Mrs. Jackson sells newspapers outside a big shop in the middle of the town. She still doesn't have much money, but she is happy now.
Second reading.
Mrs. Jackson is an old woman. She has a small room in an old house. She has lived there since 1984. That was the year when her husband died. He died because of a traffic accident. After his death, Mrs. Jackson had no money at all. She found a job in a factory. Her job was to clean the offices. It was a heavy job. She had to get up at 5 in the morning. Last year, she was ill, and her doctor told her not to work so hard. Now, Mrs. Jackson sells newspapers outside a big shop in the middle of the town. She still doesn't have much money, but she is happy now.
Final reading.
Mrs. Jackson is an old woman. She has a small room in an old house. She has lived there since 1984. That was the year when her husband died. He died because of a traffic accident. After his death, Mrs. Jackson had no money at all. She found a job in a factory. Her job was to clean the offices. It was a heavy job. She had to get up at 5 in the morning. Last year, she was ill, and her doctor told her not to work so hard. Now, Mrs. Jackson sells newspapers outside a big shop in the middle of the town. She still doesn't have much money, but she is happy now.